Houston, this is 10, over.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, go ahead.
Roger, I've got the bag, the bottom half of the bag full of water, and there's some, a little water in the top of the bag, but every time I rotate and rotate and rotate, no matter how much I rotate, that water in the top won't go down in the bottom, and that bubble in the bottom won't come up to the top.
Stand by, I'll put the bag man on.
This is your bag man. I think we ought to... Go ahead, 10.
Go ahead, Charles.
I think I've said enough today about that water bag. I think we ought to forget the whole thing.
Well, you know, this doggone water, these bubbles, they stick to each other. So I get the feeling that's what's going on in here.
I think you're right, John. We tried it out in the back room here in a good old 1G, and the thing won't work fine. I apologize profusely for that procedure, and I think we ought to just forget it. Over.
That's no problem.
Okay, fine. That's really...
We tried.
Go ahead.
We tried. If it worked, we sure use it. I think... And we tried it, but like I say, we got a problem here with a bubble that's still down in the bottom and a water being on the top. The two is just not going to mix.
Roger, like I was saying, I think if you'd really rotated for quite a while, the stuff would finally eventually work its way down, but it takes a lot of exercise. At least it did down here in the back room, and I don't really think it's up to you guys if you want to continue and spin it. You've got the basic procedure down, and... And we better be quiet. Over.
All I can think of when I look at this bag is this what's going on in my stomach with this bubbles and these air. Because if it is, that stuff is just sitting in there floating.
Roger.
Won't go to the top and won't go to the bottom.
Roger, sound like we got a little problem there. Hey, I'd like to change the subject to talk about the LEM cameras. We recommend wrapping up both cameras individually and putting them in compartment A5. But that's the Hasselblad and the Sequence. And for the ECS canister, we recommend you roll it up in any kind of plastic material that you can get hold of to prevent it from a term they call breathing all over everything, and I guess that's just seeping out. And after you've done that, you can recommend you roll the canister up in a third sleeping bag, and that's the one without the fittings on the end, and then stow it in food compartment L3. The helmet that should have gone in L3, stow it on a suit and put that under the left sleep restraint. Stow it in the left-hand sleep restraint and stow with the helmet in towards the hatch. Over.
The helmet in towards the hatch, Roger.
Okay, that's all we got.
Charlie, did you want to... Roger, we'll do that the final day there. We're using these sleeping bags. They're really great at night. And you wanted to leave the suit in that restraint bag in its position. Over.
That's affirmative. Leave the, as it's read here in the procedure, stow helmet plan to be stowed in L3 on the suit, and the suit to be stowed in the left-hand sleep restraint attached to normal use fittings. And stow the helmet into the suit towards the hatch. Over.
Understand.
10, Houston, just talking to the surgeon, and the concern with the canister is that the lithium hydroxide getting out into the cabin. So if you haven't already done so, we recommend you wrap the canister in some plastic material and tape it up. Over.
Do you got any ideas where we get this plastic material?
Roger, we recommend food bags or fecal bags, and tape is required. Over.